To achieve spiritual awareness, I start at the beginning with my daily meditation, remembering who I truly am. I am God. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. To achieve spiritual awareness, I start at the beginning with my daily meditation, remembering who I truly am, that I am God. This has been a great problem for many people. Many people think that that's blasphemous, that that's sacrilegious, that that's anti-God, to say that you are God. And it is. It is totally blasphemous, totally anti-God, to say that you are God. If you think of yourself in your present condition. If you think of yourself as a mortal human being, that you are born and you die. If you think of yourself as being unable to speak your word for abundance, you know, if you can't speak your word for health, if you can't speak your word for nice relationships, if you can't do those things, yes, it is blasphemous, because God can, and God doesn't can, God is. Now, maybe that's what we should think about. If God doesn't can do it because God is it. God doesn't want to do it, God is it. Now, and if we are God, then that means that we are it. Now, how do we change our thinking? How do we change our attitude from wanting to be something, desiring to have something, and being it? I think one of the big hurdles that we jump over here, and we played the game ourselves with this hurdle here. It's called becoming. I would like to become more spiritual. I'd like to become rich. I'd like to become healthy. I'd like to become a glorious person surrounded by beautiful people. I'd like to become that. And every time we say, I'd like to become it, we're saying, I am not it. And of course, if we continue to say, I am not it, we are not it. We can even be it, and we think we are not it, so therefore, even though we are it, we are not it. That's an interesting logical syllogism, isn't it? But think about it. We've used this illustration before. The person is a princess, and she's lost or abandoned or stolen or something and raised by another family. And the family doesn't know she's a princess. They just know she's a nice girl. And they raise her as a very lovely girl. And she is a dutiful, caring, gentle girl. She's born with a certain class about her. And her parents often think, my goodness, where did she learn this class? Where did she learn this respect for herself and this dignity that she has, this integrity? It's lovely, you know, very lovely. But it's her nature. It's her nature. And then the prince comes along and tries a slipper on her foot or some other silly thing like that. But truth will always out. And it is found out later that she is a princess. And didn't you know you were a princess? I know that I like me. I know that I live in a wonderful world. I know that everything is good and beautiful. Well, when you lived in that hovel, it was not a hovel. It was a very lovely home filled with love. It was filled with everything that anyone could want. And if I wanted more, then yes, it might have been considered a hovel. But it was just a lovely home. We had bedrooms. We had beds. We didn't have carpeting on the floor. We had hardwood floors. And we had a sink in the kitchen, running water, bathroom. You know, it wasn't ritzy, but it was nice. And when I say it wasn't ritzy, I don't even know what ritzy was, because I had never been in a ritzy place. I've always been in my neighbor's homes and living in the area that I lived in. And it's very pleasant. We have just what our neighbors have. And we're all very happy there and very content. Well, didn't you realize that other children wore shoes all the time, not only when they went to school? No, never came up. When we went to school, we put our shoes on. When we came home, we took them off. It's so that they last the longer, you know. And, well, you grew up and your shoes didn't always fit because, you know, you got bigger. Well, not as much. Not as much. When it was time for new shoes, Pop always got new shoes for us and we were all right. But when did you find out that you were a princess? Well, when the prince put that glass slipper on my foot or whatever, you know. And what did you think when you found out that you were a princess? Nothing. I thought, that's going to be interesting. I'll be living in a new house, and I'll be having new experiences, and I won't have to do a lot of chores around the house unless I want to, but I'll miss that, because I like being needed and loved and doing things for my mom and dad and caring about it and washing the dishes and keeping a nice, beautiful house. I like doing that, you know. It's part of the way I was brought up. Well, you won't have time to do that now anymore because you'll be, you know, the princess of a country and working with the people and so on. Well, that's okay. Whatever my job is, I will give my best to it and I will enjoy it. And you'll have ladies in waiting. You'll have servants. You'll have all these people helping you. Yeah, that you can get used to, you know. I don't need them. I don't want them. But I'll enjoy them, I'm sure, because that's just part of the game. And I love playing games. So I told the princess, I really don't know how to be a princess, and if you really want me, you know, you're going to have to start from scratch with me, showing me what a princess is. And he says, that won't be hard at all. He said, because you are a princess. You are a lady who respects yourself, and you respect your world, and what more could a princess be? You see, when you really know who you are, you aren't changed from who you've always been. When you really know that you're God, you haven't changed from the fact that you always were God. And you always acted from your personal integrity and from your personal responsibility of having fun and being yourself and doing things that made you happy. You had no desire to go out and be other than a nice person. You had no desire to go out and do anything else other than have fun and enjoy yourself and your world and your neighbors. And that you happen to have a big, rich castle to live in, and that you have these people helping you and doing things for you, that's no big deal. Sometimes I'd rather do it myself. Not because I can do it better, but because I enjoy doing it for myself. And so I give the ladies-in-waiting an afternoon off, and then I just enjoy myself. I enjoy hanging my dresses up or looking at them in the closet and so forth, because what fun is it having all this lovely clothes if you don't fill your eyes with the beautiful things you have and feast on it and try it on and do silly things with it, you know, and do somersaults and stuff like that. Somersaults for a princess? Well, of course. What do you think? I'm only 22. I mean, I'm just a young spring chicken, and I enjoy this. Back home at our neighborhood, we oftentimes do cartwheels in the back of the house, you know. We just spin over heads, over hands, over feet, and it was wonderful. And I haven't forgotten that. And you know what? We say what to the princess? Well, every Friday, I tell all of the staff get lost. And I invite all of my boyfriends and girlfriends in who are from my old neighborhood to come in and play in the castle with me. And we slide down the banisters and we run up and down the stairs and we sit on the throne where the king sits and we do all these things that you could never do. But I'm the princess and I can do that. So I invite my friends in. We don't hurt anything. We just have fun using our new home. And it's their home too, because they're the people of the kingdom. They're the people of the princess. And, you know, I like this. But you see, being yourself at all times, and if you're God, what is God? God is not some somber being. God is the joy in our hearts. God is the spirit of love in us, the spirit of enthusiasm, spirit of magic. Yes, that's what God is. the spirit of magic in us, that everything not only is possible, but everything is. And we merely select in the candy store which chocolate we want, or which bubble gum we want, or which thing we want. It's already there. It's already there. And it's just up to us to enjoy it. To achieve spiritual awareness, I start at the beginning with my daily meditation, remembering who I truly am. I'm God. And this is not something superior to someone else, because everyone is God. Only thing is, I remember it. Just like Sai Baba told his followers, they said, "You're God." He said, "Yes, that's true, I'm God." He says, "But so are you." "But I know it. But I know it." Now, can we know it, that we are God? Can we know it, that we're the creator of our world? Can we know it, that everything we do is an expression of who we are and what we are? Well, we sure can. We sure can. But if we do, then there's never envy for something that somebody else has, you know. There's never greed for saying, "I want it all," you know. And like Button, our puppy dog here, he'll go and eat with Love. Love is quite a hungry dog, and Button is a little more mature. And so Button will eat a little bit, and if Love wants to shove him out of the way, that's okay. Button never suffers. He's always got enough. But he doesn't feel he has to be greedy. He doesn't feel that he's got to get in there and take just because it's there. And perhaps that's a good lesson for us too. To just enjoy, but not to take just because it's there. How many times have you sat at the table when you were done eating, and there was a bowl of peanuts there, and the bowl of peanuts got empty? You didn't need it. You didn't want it. It wasn't important to you, but it was there, so we ate it, you know? Or fruit was sitting on the table, or something else. And we were done eating. We would have gotten up if we hadn't started a conversation. And by the time the conversation was over, even the extras that were, you know, we hadn't planned on eating, went goodbye. And that's okay. That's okay. But you see, be yourself. Set your parameters. And don't violate them. Because when you violate them, you are showing that you are not disciplined. You're showing that you are not a trained puppy dog who isn't going to lift his leg all around the house, you know. You have to be trained by yourself to eat what you want and stop. To say what you want and stop. To love what you want and stop. And I don't mean stop as much as I mean and then go on to your next wonderful adventure. The word stop oftentimes means that, you got to stop. Oh, I could have enjoyed a little more. No, you just eat and then you go on to the next adventure. Like our journey in Nigeria and Ghana, we went down there and they had such a tight schedule for us, going from school to school to a different organization, to lunch, to this and that. And we were just going zip, 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 having a wonderful time. And I was just going to reach for some more peanuts. And then Ellen pulls me away and says, "Come on, we've got to go to the next place now." And so it's okay. I was never hungry, you could be sure of that. But it was a wonderful journey. A wonderful journey. But truly, it was knowing who we were. Knowing that I am God. Knowing everybody around me is God. Knowing that it is beautiful to be in God's perfect world. And I created it. I love you, and have a wonderful day.